Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast. I'm Bailey. I'm here with Morgan and Megan.
Hey.
So we are in a study room.
Yes.
This is where we usually do our podcast, so there might be some interference or some voices.
From... I can hear people laughing in the other room, so sorry if that somehow gets onto the recording.
Just ignore it.
Yeah. Also, when I said hi, sorry, I interrupted you.
No,
when I said hi, I waved at the computer. You know, but nobody's there.
Hey, it's okay.
Hey, we're making a YouTube channel now.
No, we're not.
Yeah, I know. Don't listen to that. We're not making YouTube.
It'll never happen. I don't have time. Or the space of my computer.
I'm just going to go cry because I'm in the depths of despair. I don't even know YouTube channel.
All right, so this week we're talking about Miraculous. It's one of our favorite shows. It's a French cartoon. If no one is familiar with what it is, who wants to explain?
Basically, there's this girl, her name is Marinette Dupin-Chang, and she lives in Paris, and, she's in, what, middle school?
I think it's high school.
It's called college.
Okay, yeah,
the first year of high school.
Okay, so she's in school, and she's got some, she makes some new friends, and she has some, I guess, previous acquaintances that become friends, but she's, like, really clumsy, but she's really kind-hearted, and she becomes this superhero, and her name is Ladybug, and she, like, fights crime. She fights these people who get akumatized by these things called akumas. That's why where that verb comes from. Not a verb. It's a made-up word.
Yeah, I was so confused when we started watching the show. I was
Yeah, it's not a real word technically. Not now, it's not in a dictionary, you won't find that in a dictionary,
but like, I think it's just because the cartoon is made for younger kids.
The show is Y7. It's TV Y7,
but a lot of people,
most of the people in the fandom are older, so most of them are all at least like 15 and up. Most,
there's some younger.
Because originally it was supposed to be like an anime style, like it's animated, but it was supposed to be, you know, normal Japanese animated style. So that would have brought in older audience.
Well, I think they decided, they were like, we're going to do a comic book, and then it was, like, dark, and they were like, well, this isn't...
I would have been totally up for
that.
Totally.
Yeah, same. So, but they, it's really funny, because they incorporate that into the show, like, the characters, like Marinette and her friend Alia and the other people in the show, they read those comics, which is, like, a throwback to what they tried to do.
Oh, they also have, like, the DVD of the anime.
Yeah, that's really cool. In the original, like, kind of, like, anime style format or whatever.
Yeah. I think they showed that DVD of season 2, though.
It doesn't matter until then. Yeah. But anyway, Ladybug, she also has a partner. His name... I always mess with his name.
Say it however you want.
I say Cat Noir because that's how the American
English
people pronounce it.
Yeah, that's
but
the English.
The way you spell it is C-H-A-T, so like...
Cha.
The T you don't pronounce because it's French.
I will be saying it like that because I've literally always said it like that because, I don't know, I always thought Cat Noir sounded stupid.
It's really funny because that's what they say.
I know, and she calls him Cat.
Yeah.
I don't like that for some
reason. Anyway, the guy who plays Cat Noir, it's actually a...
Plays him. He plays
his other persona.
Like Chloe and Sabrina play.
This guy named Adrian Agress, he's the persona of Cat Noir. And so Cat Noir and Ladybug, they run around trying to take down this guy named Hawk Moth, which is like the main villain.
He doesn't do much. He just akumatizes other people. He just like has other people fight his battles.
He stands in a room and broods and then talks to no one.
So that just tells you a little bit about him.
Yeah. But
he mostly akumatizes children too, by the
way. Yeah, like babies and stuff. Like what?
Babies, the occasional adult.
And the way to become akumatized is to get angry.
Yeah.
Or
sad. Or upset.
Something that makes you...
negative.
Yeah.
Like a negative emotion.
Yeah.
Not happy.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But I think it was really funny. We're obviously going to spoil this because that's what we do.
Oh, spoilers.
But I think the really funny thing about this is that Marinette and Adrian, they go to school together. They know each other. Marinette actually really likes Adrian.
They're actually like kind of friends.
Not at first, but
now they're kind of friends.
Marinette like really, really likes Adrian, but they both have no idea that they're like the superheroes, because they have to remain, keep their identities a secret to remain like safe from Hawk Moth.
This is Morgan's way of introducing the love square, is what it's love called.
Square.
Well, it gets love worse, okay?
Square.
Oh, yeah. You're like, so there's this elusive character named Hawk Moth. Well, who is he? Well, he's Adrian's dad.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's so weird.
And they don't know.
And they don't know. They don't
know
yet.
Oh. And Adrian, who is Chat Noir, is in love with Ladybug.
Yeah.
Ladybug, who is Marinette, is in love with Adrian.
Yes.
They don't know. They have no idea. So it's
Love Square. I don't know how. They don't know.
It's complicated to explain if you haven't seen the show. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
It's on Netflix. It's on YouTube. Netflix.
Oh, yeah. It's also on YouTube.
You can find it in multiple
places. You can find all of the new season on YouTube, too, because it's not on Netflix yet. No. Or on, what channel does it play on in America? Is it Nick or Disney?
Disney XD?
It's like Disney XD.
Disney or Disney XD. Something like that.
Sorry, that was my jacket.
One of those.
It's like every couple days they'll play like one episode, and then some days they'll play like three in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't watch it on the TV. But
it's very weird.
We don't watch it on TV.
No. Which we, like, Bailey is like, maybe we should record this. And I'm like, nah, we'll just watch it when they put it on Netflix.
Yeah, or you can watch it on YouTube.
Watch it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
Should we talk about, like, the music?
Oh, music's good.
Miraculous Ladybug.
You're not talking about the musical, right?
No, before
we talk about music, let's talk about how, like, we found it.
Oh, okay.
I know every time we talk about something, you guys found it and then showed me.
Literally,
so
yeah.
That's my story.
Literally, we were talking about this, like, 6 minutes ago.
Yeah, right before we started. So, here we go again.
Not in preparation, but just because we were talking.
I think, so Morgan and I have both said that we saw, like, fan art of it every once in a while. And then I saw that they put the Christmas special on there, which was the very first thing they put on Netflix. And I watched it, and I was like,
what the heck?
Hey, wow. What is this? By the way, it is known that everybody hates the Christmas
special. Yeah, the Christmas special.
The only
good part
is terrible.
There's snow. It's winter in Paris. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. There's snow.
I like the song that she sings.
I don't like the songs.
No, I like the song that he sings, too.
So weird.
No. The ending's good.
No, they
I like the theme song. The new song they just released is good.
Yeah, that's good.
But
dude, listen, I love the beginning where they're, like, in the bakery, and she's, like, singing, and Chloe comes in, and then literally Marinette's like, I'm gonna slap you. That's pretty good.
I just like to say that none of them are singers, either. So, except for the girl who plays Marinette, but she didn't really sing before.
Christine.
Then.
Yeah.
Well, this reminds me, like, Christine and the guy who plays Adrian, his name is Bryce, they voice a lot of anime characters, so they can change their voice, like...
Yes.
Well, and they play a lot of other characters in the show as well.
I've never heard, like, Christina's, like, voice in anything. I'm sure she's been in other stuff.
Oh, she's
Sailor Moon. She was in Sailor Moon.
She's a bunch
of stuff. See, that's the thing. I want to watch Sailor Moon, but it's just nowhere. I'm not buying it.
It's on Crunchyroll.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but you have to pay for that.
Crunchyroll?
Sometimes they have free stuff, but then you have to...
See, like, it loads very slowly.
The only thing, my brother and I watch anime together, and we watch it on Crunchyroll. And one time we were watching Attack on Titan, and the only ad that played was a truck ad. So we knew the whole ad from, like, we, like, would say the ad to each other.
Yes.
It was an inside joke. It was great.
Yes.
That reminds me, this is also off topic, but when I watch Anne with Me on a VPN, because the only way I can watch
what
it
do you use,
VPN.
Like, NordVPN?
WinScribe.
Oh, okay.
It's good. You can change your location to Toronto. That's how you can watch it. Anyway.
Okay.
Canada has, like, three ads, and they're all hygiene-related.
Wow.
They're all... No, I take that back. They're two hygiene-related, and one's about Prince Edward Island.
Hey.
Yeah. So, the one that constantly plays is about toothpaste.
Mm-hmm.
Skincare with that one famous actress who I cannot remember her name.
Oh, I think I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
Chloe.
No, she's like blonde.
No, she has brown hair.
Oh, okay.
No. She's from West Virginia.
Oh. The lady who does the commercials for the...
Neutrogena.
But she also does commercials for, like, Chase credit bank cards or whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, get back on topic.
Uh-huh.
Those are the three commercials they have.
Maybe those are, like, the sponsors for the show.
Yeah, it must be.
For their time slot.
I guess, but, I mean, that's, like, the only three commercials I ever
see.
That's
awesome.
Like,
there's only three commercials.
And they show four every every like
Jennifer Gardner.
Yeah,
that's her. She does, I was seeing her in my head, but I couldn't remember.
She does like commercials where they're like on airplanes, and she's like, "Get this credit card."
Yeah, she does one of the
she card just did this one where these people are getting married, and she was, and it was like, what was that? I said the all same sentence twice. Hang on. And they were like, if anybody opposes, speak now. And she was like, blah, 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 buy this credit card.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you for that.
Sorry about that.
Miraculous ladybug.
Miraculous.
Jinx.
What were we talking about before?
Oh gosh.
I know we wanted to talk about the music that you tried to.
We were talking about the music.
Yeah, we were talking about the music.
Oh, we started talking about the musical.
Yeah.
Hopefully, we got everything out of that. We're going to say because I don't remember.
The regular music, though, not just like the background music, not the musical music, is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The theme song's great. And the theme song is really funny because they kept releasing like different versions of it.
Oh, yeah. There's like.
So every. I love all the verses. There's this one version, which I've been trying to find, but I can't find it again. And I don't remember what they sing, like the last verse is something about like saving the day, and I was just like, oh, that's great.
Great.
That's all I can remember. I try my best.
Thanks for your contribution.
I love it. It's great. Oh, and what's their names? Lenny Kim? Is that the guy? And what's the girl's name?
I thought the girl was Kim.
These are French pop stars.
Yes, and they're.
So, I mean, I don't know their
they're
names.
In one video. It's just like the theme song, right?
Yeah.
And then they've just done a more recent video, and it
was The Wall Between Us.
It was really cool.
I have almost memorized that entirely in French. I should mention that I am learning French, so I'm not
Lenny,
just like
Lenny and Lou.
Lenny and Lou.
What's Lou's last name? Does it say? I know it's Lenny Kim, and then
I don't know.
It's okay.
No, because her Instagram just says Lou Music.
Okay. Hey, what's the song they play during that rain episode?
It's like the rain in the scene. Rain or whatever, but
it's beautiful.
It is. I had this version on my on YouTube. You can find it. It plays it for 20 minutes or something, and it's just like a loop of the song, which
it's
is only
beautiful.
Like a minute long or something. And I can hear it in my head right now. I can't.
I want to play it, but I don't. Yeah. Can we get? I know we talked about this last time.
Billy has a keyboard.
Do we get?
We do have a keyboard.
Like a piano keyboard?
Oh,
I have one of those.
Well, nothing got flagged in the last podcast video, probably because.
But here's what happened. When I was listening to it, it went.
Yeah.
So hold it back. Hold it back here.
Very
hold it back
staticky.
Here.
Yeah. Try to hold it up because I'm sure it'll catch it. But
it was so loud, it hurt my ears.
I want just the song though, not the.
Are you talking? You're just talking about the French
version,
right? Did you type
in? No.
It's oh, here's the 20-minute version you were talking about. We'll just play that.
We'll just play that.
Okay, that might be
good. So beautiful.
You can't see it, but we're all jamming now, right?
Yeah,
now.
I didn't know this was like a thing. I like
you
this. I mean, I know it's in the show, but I didn't know it was a video. I didn't know it was a YouTube video.
What is wrong with you?
I just didn't look it up.
It's beautiful.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's good. Yeah, you don't need to hear that.
Yeah,
right.
You get the gist.
But yeah, we kind of talked through that just as a precaution because, I mean, we wanted to like share the music with you, but at the same time, we don't get.
We don't
want to
be sued.
To be taken down, so.
Hey, what's that, Star Kid? We don't want to
Yeah, we can't sing that either. That's copyrighted.
Don't sue us, Star Kid. Sorry.
We love you.
Okay, we'll do a whole episode just for you.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
We totally should, because.
Star Kid is great.
Yeah.
Okay, music. Beautiful.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember they
that's
released.
That's just one of the music. I'm sorry. I didn't mean the.
It's okay. And that's just in one episode. Like.
Yeah, that was
yeah.
just. And that is like a 1 minute scene, too.
Yeah.
So just imagine.
It was really funny, though, because like the first episode of Miraculous Ladybug in season one, it starts out in the summer and they're just chilling. Like they're not in school yet.
Chilling.
But then like.
They aren't?
No. It's like. It's like stormy weather, I think. No. I think it's stormy weather.
Pigeon. Pigeons. Okay, stop it.
Hey, this is the only guy who hasn't like seeked revenge on anyone. He just wanted
to feed pigeons.
Yeah,
man.
All he wanted was just to feed
yeah.
pigeons.
But
he That one's great.
You would think, like, in the first episode, they would, like, introduce all the characters and be like, hey, this is how this whole TV show, like, happened. But they waited until, like, episode 15.
Yeah, that was so random.
In the middle of the season, yeah. They're like, here's how it happened.
Yeah, here's the origin
Which
stories.
Is odd.
Yeah. Which is, yeah, but I whatever. Think maybe they said they did that because they didn't have all the information when they started the show.
But they do that, though. They have part one and part two.
Yeah.
So part one will be in one season, part two will be in the next season. I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Because they're not the episodes are not a continuation of the last episode. No. I don't think they've ever done that.
They don't air them in order. They send them out not in order for some reason.
Really, the only way to watch it in order is if you watch it on Netflix.
Because they put it in order for you. Yeah. They put it on in order there.
Yeah.
It's weird that they do. I don't know why they do that.
I don't know either. I don't know. I guess it just has to go through. Every TV show has to go through some sort of committee, right? That's like okays it, and then they can put it on.
Yeah, but the thing is with Miraculous Ladybug, it's a little special because they start airing the season and they don't have all the episodes animated. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, sorry guys, we got to take a 2 month break. We don't have it animated.
Yeah.
And then like, they start airing out more episodes, and then all of a sudden they're like, all right, guys, we're going on a 5 month break. We'll see you later.
then you're just like sitting there crying your eyes out, and then you see Jeremy Zags in Paris, like eating like cupcakes, and you're like, "What are you doing, man?"
We love the show,
mm-hmm.
but they just I don't think they quite know exactly what they're doing. Not yet, anyway. But
that's okay though.
They have learned though because. Season 3 is almost done now,
mm-hmm.
and season 4 will not come out until next year.
2020, right?
Yeah, in the fall.
That's what you told me. So, yeah.
I think they've learned there.
They're starting to pace themselves, because I think maybe, like, too many people were, like, demanding. We're like, we want to write this label
now.
Yeah,
that's what happened.
But see, the thing
sure.
is, to ensure that it is good and not just some aspects of, like, some episodes. Like, you can literally watch an episode in season 2 and be like, yeah, Marinette's hair is, like, totally textured. And then there's just some rando and they're just, like, they're, like, 2D. Like, just one like what?
Well, so and that's, like, background. They're not focusing on that.
Yeah.
You're not going to.
But
again, it's made for smaller kids.
It's made for smaller kids.
They're not going to look at that.
But the people who do look at that, people like us, we're going to be like, well, why didn't you just, like, not release that episode, take more time to make it look good, and then release it later. Like, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's some people that are like that,
that
and then there's
question.
Some people that
TV
are
works,
impatient,
guys.
And they watch it on YouTube.
It's called money.
No, but they want to get their art out there.
Yeah,
so I understand.
I get it. I totally get it.
Mm-hmm. Now, the music that they released, like, 2 months ago or, like, a month ago, has that been in?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. They have,
which was really beautiful,
some of the
as well.
New episodes, which by the way, are not. They are out and officially in some countries, but not for us in America.
I think the United States usually gets stuff.
Yeah,
last.
We get it last. So I've been finding the English dubs.
Yeah,
on
France
YouTube
gets it first. Korea gets it, and then
I think it goes
everyone
into
else, and then us.
Yeah,
other places. Yeah. I can't be specific on the places, but
the reason why
India,
Korea gets it is because they animate over there in Korea.
Yeah.
I think
South Korea gets it.
Like, I know there's like French people working on this. I know there's Korean people, Japanese people. Who,
well,
like,
they have
work
to send.
Specifically
they have to send
this
the stuff to each other. They're different time zones,
so they can like.
Hey, the good news
dub
is that the movie they're making
languages.
A movie. It is being either produced or somewhat animated in L.A., so that's a plus. We might get it at the same time as everyone else. And then the actors, they record at, like, the same time. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Well, yeah, they record, but then they just send those audio recordings. They don't have to come
out.
They don't
true,
have to
true.
Be there for that. They can
that's true.
Literally record it anywhere.
Well,
if they are traveling,
right.
They just have to go to the recording
studio.
You can find those anywhere.
Not here, not where we live, but like out in Hollywood and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know because like some things, even the West Coast, like California, gets it way before, at least a week before like the East Coast gets stuff when movies are released. You know, like for instance, there's this movie.
Well, it just depends, though. I didn't mean to cut you
it
off.
Just
I'm
depends.
Sorry.
You know the second Zombieland movie that's coming out?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's already come out in California.
Yeah, because they have a premiere.
Well, yeah.
The premieres are in California.
And plus
then
they
come
have
out.
People to, like,
what's it called? Like, it's a test screen like where they show it early and they invite like 100 or so people to come watch it.
That happens in New York and stuff too.
Yeah. Gladly it's not do just, that if they did it in our state. Yeah. But no.
Because you can get tickets to the premiere and stuff. Yeah. If you're lucky enough. And you can see it before everyone else. And then they have to release it because then they don't want people to spoil it. Mm-hmm. So they release it that week.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy Zag or Thomas Estrug, if you're looking for anyone to pre-watch the show, hit us up.
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
Yeah, our contact info is at Strange Gang Instagram.
Or
follow us.
Or we Strange have, Gang like, Gmail.
Gmail.com.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
our email. So.
Hey, our DMs are always open.
Yeah.
Ask us questions.
Yeah, we don't.
I don't know
unless
why
I don't check it
right
because like, I only get
well,
on there like
see, that's week. The thing. We should plug it because we said, hey, ask us questions over on the Instagram account and like everything, and like there's been like radio silence. I'm like, okay.
But I mean, that's okay though.
But
I
we
mean,
don't
it's
really
just
have
still getting
many,
started.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of listeners, but at the same time, like, hey, if you
we
find
have
this,
three and two, no, we have four, and three of them are us.
Yeah, well,
and one person from Germany.
Hey,
shout out to Germany.
You're great.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to us ramble.
We don't know who you are, but we love you.
Yeah. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, so anyone... Did we talk about the side characters?
No, but we should.
Yeah
we should mention the side characters.
Nino.
Yes.
Nino.
Hey,
Nino.
Listen. Nino needs an Instagram.
Nino.
That's what I'm just saying.
Yeah,
deserves
we,
everything.
Yeah.
Nino deserves the world.
Yep.
I love Nino.
He's great.
So,
okay, so...
Yeah, Nino is Adrian's best friend?
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yes.
And then Marinette, I already mentioned, his best friend is Alia.
Alia.
But they become, like, best friends in, like,
the after
origin
the,
episode,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, after that one.
So, yeah, like, episode 15.
Yeah, just keep in mind that episode 15 is technically supposed to be the first episode.
Yeah, technically that's number one, but it's not.
I didn't understand
that. Yeah.
I think there's two parts to that, so it's episode 15 and episode 16.
Yeah, there's two parts.
So,
let me check to make sure that is actually episode 15.
But then there's other characters within the school that they go to. I don't remember everybody's name, but you have like
very reoccurring.
Chloe, Sabrina,
Chloe
Sabrina,
like
the
Ivan. I'm trying to think why I remember Ivan, I don't
know.
Milan. Yeah.
Rose. Max, Kim, Rose, Julika.
Later you get like
the
pink
haired girl, I can't think of her name. Luca. I love Luca.
Alex. Luca.
Lila. Go back to where is she from? Spain?
Italy.
Go back to Italy.
Kagami comes later seasons.
Yeah, but she doesn't go to school.
She goes to different school.
Private school?
It's a private school.
Something like that.
She wears a uniform.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like
there are more Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Nate. There's another kid.
Who's
I can't remember his name.
Who's
the kid that likes video games? Max, I already said.
Okay, you said.
Kim.
It's Mark, isn't it?
Yeah, you said Kim.
Mark's the new kid.
Oh, okay. I heard about that.
The guy who's working on the comic books. The writing thing.
That's we watched that.
I think, or maybe into season two.
Dude, you were right. It is episode 15.
Yeah.
Is the word.
Yeah.
I think we got all the kids, didn't we?
Yeah. I think for the most part, there's some other kids like in the upper grade that you really don't see all the time. Like, what's that one?
The Stormy Weather girl.
Yeah, like you never see her ever.
Yeah.
You're like, who are you?
She was in Stormy Weather too.
Well,
but for some, let's not talk about that one.
Let's not talk about that.
But whose brother works at the museum?
Alex's.
Yeah. So he's in the school too, but he's just never there.
Yeah.
And Luca is in the school too, I think, right?
But you never see them in the school.
You don't see him in the school.
Yeah.
You would think you would.
Marinette's class, her homeroom teacher is a lady, and her name is Miss Bustier. She's really nice, I guess. And then they have a science teacher,
I guess,
which I don't remember her
Mendeleev.
Name. Yes,
Mendeleev. Yeah.
Which is really okay. And then they have a gym teacher.
He's
right?
weird.
He's the fencing guy,
yeah,
too. I don't know his name.
I don't know. He's barely
someone's
in it.
Someone's dad works as the janitor.
And then they have the dean of the school.
Yeah. Oh, what's his name? Owl guy?
The owl guy. That's all I call him by.
Yeah, owl
Mr.
guy.
Mr. Damocles.
Yeah.
Damocles.
I love him so much.
But anyway, so that's like all the school. But yeah, so that's the group of friends. So everyone in the class is like friends with each other.
Pretty much.
Which is weird because...
That doesn't happen in real life.
By the way, that means when Marinette starts passing out miraculouses for help, guess who she goes to?
All class. Friends. Which is really funny because, like, I think in the first season, Alia's really, like, every day she's, like, you know, being, like, that journalist where she's, like, who's and, like, nowadays she's just, like, meh.
It's because she got one. Yeah. She got the Fox Miraculous.
She helps Ladybug from time to time. So I think maybe she reiterated to Alia, like, Marinette as Ladybug, being like, hey, maybe you shouldn't, like, try to figure out who I am, because, like...
That's terrible, dude.
It's dangerous.
Yeah, you'll die, I'll die, you know. Not really, they won't die. It's a kid's show, and Hawk Moth isn't like that.
I know, sometimes I'll read, like, a story or, like, a fic about it, and I'll be like, what the hell?
Where they kill someone off, and I'm just like, this is unnecessary.
They're so angsty, I can't take it. I just read one last night, I didn't finish it. Because it's long.
That 100, one that's over 100, I stopped reading that.
Too angsty, can't
it makes
do it.
Me think of the ballerina one that we all love.
You read that one too?
I don't know. It's on Webhead.
We like to read fan fiction.
Fan fiction. We should do an episode about that. Oh, this God. Is really funny. I love how
I write fan fiction occasionally.
Sometimes.
Hey, that reminds me. I started a Miraculous Ladybug one and I never finished
it. We should all band together and finish it together.
Okay, I'll just throw ideas in. You guys take them if you want. That's a talk for another time.
Should we briefly mention why Adrian's dad, his name is Gabriel, by the way.
He's a fashion designer.
Yes, but like why?
And Adrian's a model. I don't think
he has asymmetric hair.
And Marinette likes to design things.
Yeah, so that's like how they all play in together.
Yeah.
He does. It's like...
It's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
But should we talk about like why he's doing all this?
Yeah, okay, so... Adrian has mentioned before that his mom has disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Disappeared.
So nobody knows if she ran away or if she died or what happened.
Before you kind of figure out what happens, I assumed that she got sick and she died. And
assumed she was dead.
That's pretty plausible.
That's just
explanation.
What you would think. Right?
And the same with like goes
Chloe's mom.
For
Chloe's mom. I thought Chloe's mom was sick.
I thought she had died. She's like, no, she just left. Don't talk about her.
Yeah. Well, because her mom's toxic.
She is.
You know that I'm toxic.
Okay, no.
That's her theme song.
That's her theme song.
You embodied Chloe's mom right there.
It's utterly ridiculous.
Hey, I was saying that the other day.
Really?
Yeah. I think about the new
Anyway. Back to Gabriel.
So, so basically what happened was, I'm assuming, what's her
Emily.
Name? Emily got a hold of which Miraculous?
Peacock.
And so she...
We don't even know the information. And then Megan's just filling it in. It's like, hey, fill in the blanks.
This is how our friendship works. We fill in each other's blanks.
All right. The Peacock Miraculous is dangerous because it's broken. We don't know why. We don't know what happened. They haven't mentioned that
they
yet.
They broke
I'm
it.
I'm sure Mr. Fu.
Master Fu.
Why do I keep calling him Mr. Fu? We didn't even talk about him. He's the keeper of the Miraculous. Okay.
Anyway... It made Emily sick or something.
Yeah, and she's in a coma.
We don't know if she's in a coma or she's dead.
I think it's a coma.
They haven't really...
She hasn't looked deceased.
But they haven't explained it, but they have confirmed that she's in kind of like Snow White.
She's in this alien pod.
Yeah. Yes. She's in like a pod
keeping her alive.
And so Gabriel is like, you know what?
I'm
going to
put her in my basement.
And the way he's going to do that is by taking the Ladybug Miraculous... Yep. And the Cat Miraculous and merging them together. Yeah. And when you do that, you get like, this is unclear because they haven't really said, but you get a wish.
It's like a superpower. Like you can like destroy anything or create anything.
Yeah,
so
you basically rule the universe. Yeah.
Now, there is like a Wikipedia page dedicated just to Miraculous Ladybug. I'm not exactly entirely too sure what it is called, but I used it a lot to make this Miraculous Ladybug PowerPoint that I made back in high school.
Oh my gosh, you're such a nerd.
I make PowerPoints because I get bored.
Yeah, so. last semester, actually, you made Anne with an E, right?
I think I finished it, but I don't know. It's on my computer.
She sends them to me.
Yeah.
She makes one of, what was that? She made one about Gilderoy Lockhart from Harry Potter.
Hey, listen, he's a fellow Ravenclaw. I don't like him, but, you know.
Ravenclaw, hate you.
I can't believe he's a Ravenclaw.
The actor, as a director,
Bravo.
He's made some pretty good movies. I don't
anyway,
back to Maggie.
That's the gist of the show.
Yeah. I feel like we'll have to do another part. We always have to do more parts.
We definitely did not cover.
We show that every time.
I look forward to, so.
We got to keep ourselves on track because we always get off topic and that's, and then all of a sudden, oh no, we're at 30 minutes. We barely talked about it.
That's fine. But I won't be here next week, so.
Oh yeah.
Bailey and Megan will.
You'll be here, right?
I should be. All
right. Something.
I mean, I can go solo if I have to.
No.
There will probably be some time where all of us have gone solo at some point.
Yeah.
I already know what I'm going to talk about.
I'm waiting for it.
Next week you guys are going to talk about something, but the week after that, when I am back, when we should be all back, do we want to talk about Star Wars?
I'm okay with Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I really just want to see
Star Wars.
I haven't seen the prequels.
Oh, because we're getting another trailer.
Supposedly. Well, that's what they said on the 21st, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
So that'll be right after.
I have not seen the prequels, by the way.
Get out.
It's okay.
They cost money.
Anyway, all right.
Eat them at you.
All right, let's wrap it up.
All right, well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Strange Gang Geeks Out podcast.
Check us out on Instagram.
And check out our other episodes. Thanks. Okay, bye.
Bye.